Hey mom, does this sound familiar? You encourage your daughter to read her Bible and she says something like,
Mom, I don't get it.
It's so boring.
I don't have time, Mom. We get it. Sometimes getting her to love God's word seems impossible.
That's exactly why we created the True Girl Pop-Up Party Weekend for you.
It's a whole weekend designed to break through those barriers. Friday night kicks it off with worship and a Bible teaching to put you in the driver's seat of the conversation.
Saturday morning, you'll dive into God's Word together in a mom-daughter workshop, and she'll learn the 4Z method of Bible study created for girls her age.
It's fun and it's faith building. You'll worship together, you'll learn together, and mom, you'll leave ready to build her faith like never before.
I'm Dana Gresh.
And I'm Shani McKenzie. And we want to hang with you.
We're coming to California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We'd love to see you at the True Girl Pop-Up Party.
Hey, Mom. So I really wanted to connect with my daughter and help her grow closer to Jesus. But finding age-appropriate tools wasn't happening until I discovered the True Girl subscription box. Each box is packed with biblically-based tools like a mom and daughter date, devos written just for girls, and curated gifts and surprises. My daughter can't wait for each box to arrive. And hey, I found myself digging into God's Word more as a result. Check it out at mytruegirl.com.
Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shani McKenzie, and I'll be joined by my friend Dana Gresh. Moms, did you know many girls feel nervous about being baptized? Whether it's fear of going under the water, standing in front of a crowd, or the weight of making such a big commitment, it's more common than you might think. And in today's episode of the True Girl Momcast, we're revisiting a powerful moment from one of our online Bible studies. It's a moment that helped set one girl free from that fear and led her to take the step of baptism. We loved hearing about it, and we wanted you to hear about it too. Why? Because if your daughter is hesitating in following the Lord in baptism, it might be for the very same reasons. And we want to help you walk her through these feelings with confidence and grace. You know, in the history of True Girl, over 16,000 girls have made first-time decisions to follow Jesus through our events, studies, and books. Many have gone on to be baptized, and sometimes they even report it back to us. But we know the real number is probably much higher, because God's on the move. Today, Dana Gresh sits down with Dr. Heather Holloman to talk about that sacred next step and to recommend two summer fiction reads that will stir your daughter's heart to love Jesus more. One of them is even an ECPA Gold Medallion Award winner. This is an episode that's equal parts fun and faith building, perfect for your summer listening. So let's dive in. Hey, before I set you loose to listen to this must-hear conversation, can I ask you to pray for the ministry of True Girl in the next few weeks? As we approach our fiscal year end on June 30th, we're asking God to provide $200,000 to begin our new year, poised to continue providing tools to keep you in the driver's seat of your daughter's faith.
This is my special guest, Dr. Heather Holloman.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be here with you guys.
Listen, if you're a True Girl Box subscriber, you might recognize that name, if not this face. I'm so glad you're going to get to meet her tonight. Last year, we shipped you one of her fiction books. She is an author. She is a professor. That book that we sent you is called This Seat's Saved, and you loved it. Well, if you enjoy the adventures of Aleta Brown, we have some good news. What is that good news?
The good news is book number two is out. It is called The Disappearing Seat. You get to follow Aleta through the bitter cold month of December. You are going to love it. She has to figure out how to battle some of these lies she's believing.
Oh, wow. So I asked Dr. Heather Holloman if she would be here with me this week. Since Shani was gone, I'm going to interview her about her new book.
Yes.
And maybe a little bit, I might have some questions about your old book too, because they read it and they loved it. So they might want to hear a few things about
that. Let's do it.
Okay, I got a fun question for you. Your bio on your website mentions turtles and plums. Mm-hmm. I do need to know more about the turtles and the plums.
I love looking for turtles. It's my favorite thing. I've always loved turtles. Ever since I was really little, like 6 years old. I grew up on a little creek and I would just go and look for turtles. I don't think there's anything more joyful than finding a turtle in the woods. And I love the little box turtles that have the yellow colors on top. Have you found a turtle ever when you were little?
Yeah, so many.
I just love it. Mm-hmm. And I was a military daughter, so I moved around a lot. So I like to think that the turtle just took her home with her wherever she went. The turtle's like a symbol. And I also, I just love turtles.
Mm. Yeah. Plums?
I love plums. I love planting fruit trees, and I also love growing things from seed. And now is the perfect month to start growing things from seed. You can put little things that you want to grow in your windowsill, and then you can plant them in May. But I tasted a really delicious plum one day, and I cracked open that little pit and found the seed, planted it. Now I have one plum tree. No. I have a peach tree.
Do they grow? Do they have fruit?
Well, it takes a while. You have to be very patient. It takes like 3 or 4 years. So this summer, I may get a plum, a peach, a fig, and I even have a lemon tree. A lemon tree
so
that I've been growing.
When do you want me to come over?
Come over.
I'm coming
yes.
over.
I love lemon. I love the taste of lemon. And my character, Alita Brown, in my book, if you remember, she loves lemon. It's her favorite flavor. So
that's
I love growing.
So cool. Well, Heather, we have a lot of budding authors in the audience.
Yes,
I have
you guys.
Gotten some samples of their writing. They have sent me.
What?
They've written books, mini books.
Yes.
They've like put them all together and shipped them to me. So what advice do you have for them as, tween girls, 8 to 12 years old? Heather is not only an author, but she is a
writing.
At Penn State University.
Yes.
So what advice do you have for them? How should they be nurturing that gift right now?
The best way to nurture that gift, honestly, and I know this sounds like I'm such a professor now, write every day and practice writing different kinds of sentences. And I tell my senior honor students this. Practice writing your stories with short sentences, long sentences. Learn about grammar, commas, semicolons, colons. You know why? It creates a written voice. Like when you have short sentences and then a really long sentence, like make your sentences undulate like a jellyfish or like how music has different, don't you love that?
I like the word undulate.
Yeah, undulate.
I'm gonna make that my word of the day.
Because have you ever read a book that's just so boring? You don't attach to the writing at all. It's because it doesn't have what we call a voice. It doesn't sound like I'm like connecting with you.
There's not a personality.
No. So that's my best advice. Keep writing and experiment with all different kinds of sentences, and pretty soon you're going to develop your written voice.
I love that. Good advice. So you guys who have been sending me your writing samples, send me some writing samples of your practice, okay?
Yes.
Okay. The girls loved this seed stage.
Oh, you guys, thank you.
So many letters from them. And of course, that story, This Seed Save, follows a girl, Alita, navigating friendships and finding where she belongs. Now, why do you think many of us struggle with feeling like we need to earn our place in relationships, whether it's friendships, whether it's at school, even in our relationship with God? Why do we struggle with that?
Well, I actually think it starts in middle school where you start thinking, oh, I have to be popular or pretty or smart, and then I can have a seat at the table that's really going to make me happy. And I think people just start believing like everything's about, I call it the three A's, like your appearance, how much you're achieving, or affluence, which is the fancy word for how much money you have. And if you love that book, what you know is Alita walks into the middle school lunchroom and she's like, oh, I don't have a seat. And remember, she goes home and she's like, oh, maybe I need a new wardrobe or a makeover. She's trying to figure out, why don't I have a seat at the table? So I think girls just really struggle with that, and they don't believe like God just really loves them and has a place for them and they're already secure. And what I love about This Seat Saved is once she realizes that she's already seated at the best table with Jesus, then she can go invite other people to her table and just find the joy of, being herself and accepting other people. But I think it begins early, like believing that you're only good if you get good grades or if you look really pretty or remember Margot, she has all the money and she's really popular. Wait till book three. We learn a lot about Margot's popularity.
Ooh,
and
are you working on that right now?
Yeah, I turned it in. It's all about what happens if you actually do become popular and earn your way. Mm, oh, it's bad.
So good. You mentioned finding your seat with Christ.
Yes.
That's something you talk about a lot.
I love
it. It's based on a Bible verse from Ephesians 2:6. You wrote a Bible study for the moms.
I did.
On that whole concept. So how's that help us, that whole concept about being seated with Christ, help us understand that salvation isn't something that we can earn.
Well, it changes everything about how you walk into a room and how you think about, okay, I am already seated at the best table with Jesus because it says that God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. But if you keep reading that passage, it says it is a gift of God, not by works. So how do you get a seat? You just sit down because Jesus is like, here it is, take a seat. It's like a wonderful gift. And it doesn't matter, you know, what you've done, how you look, even if you're currently struggling with something. Once you're seated, nothing can take that away. You will always be in that seat with Jesus. He loves you. You're at the table. And I like thinking that it's like a round table, like King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, if you've ever read that. It's because no one's superior or inferior. Nobody's better than anyone else in God's kingdom. It's wonderful.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the old book.
Yes.
It's time for the new book. The new book in the Leta Brown series. What can you tell us about this wonderful book?
You guys were the first to see this.
Yay!
It comes out. You can order it. This book is what it's called, The Disappearing Seat, and it's what happens when you believe that your seat with Jesus has disappeared and you believe that there are no blessings for you because God is blessing everyone else but you. So we find Alita really jealous. All these great things start happening to her friend Joy and not her. Everyone's giving Joy attention. The boy that she thinks she has a crush on starts wanting to hang out with other people. She's jealous of Margo's fancy Christmas party. So she has to really learn something special about God and the lie that money and attention is what makes you enjoy life and what makes life special to you. And the verse I love is from 1 Timothy, and it's chapter 6, where it talks about how God will richly provide all things for your enjoyment, and you don't need to worry about being rich anymore. I love that verse.
Wow. That is a beautiful
command those
verse.
Who are rich in this world not to put, I memorized it, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain.
Yeah.
But put your hope in God, who richly provides all things for your enjoyment, and be rich in good deeds so that you may take hold of the life that is truly life. Not so God loves you more, but just because he made us to be kind and to bear fruit. But,
that's so good. But and wealth, we can rely on our wealth even if we don't have first of all, let's say this.
Yeah.
If you live in the United States, you probably are among the wealthiest people in the
world. That's right. That's right.
Because really, a wealthy person, according to worldly standards, is if you can own a book and you have the education to read it, you're probably among the richest people in the world. But we wouldn't necessarily, I don't think I'm wealthy a queen or a king is wealthy or a millionaire is wealthy. I'm certainly not wealthy like that. But we can still be like, I'm going to be okay if I have this kind of pair of jeans or that kind of backpack or that can be a way that we trust in the wealth.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And, my character, if you remember, she loves the simple things that God's given her. She loves nature. She loves being outside and exploring God's creation. And you love research, right?
I do.
I research so much about how good it is for girls to just be in nature, think about nature, and to be grateful. And there's a word I learned. It's a research word I never knew before. It's a great vocabulary word. And it is savor, that you would savor the good gifts God has given you. And that's a word for just thinking a lot about it, thinking a lot about it. So the companion journal is called Sit and Savor. And you write down every day 5 things you're thankful for, 5 things you need from God. It's beautiful. You'll love it.
I can't wait. I love the first one. I'm so excited about this.
Because one of the lies is, I don't have anything good in my life. Or only bad things happen to me. My own daughter's dealt with that. So gratitude really matters.
Gratitude is such a big deal. Okay, give these guys some advice.
Yes.
If you could give them one piece of advice about her identity in Christ, about this whole concept of being seated with Christ, trusting in that, relying in it,
what would I say?
What do you advise for her?
God loves you more than you could ever imagine, and he is so good, everything he does is good, and that you can trust him with your life. You can surrender to him. That if I said nothing else in my life, that's what I would say.
Cool.
He's a good king, and when you tell him, Jesus, you take over everything, and you know what? He answers every prayer. Did you know that? He does not, he will answer every prayer. It's either yes, no, or wait.
Yeah.
But he doesn't ignore your prayers.
That's right.
So trust him. He's a good, good father to you, and you can go with him. I started journaling when I was 12 years old.
So good.
What would you say?
I started journaling when I was 8. I think that's really important.
Did you do like the gratitude and the like?
I don't think I was quite that developed, but like this little, is really important. And this is a really good guide. It can take your journaling from just blah.
Yeah.
You can just barf on the pages sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's good to get it out.
Well, I organize
but this
it.
Helps you.
Yeah,
to,
it makes me happy. Like, what do I need? And then what am I thankful for? But then what do I need from God? You know, when you wake up and you're just so stressed out, exams, yeah. friends, what am I going to wear? Write it all down. Just say to God, here's what I need. And that's based on Psalm 5:3, where King David says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. Mm. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. So good.
I love how the scriptures just flow out of your mouth.
It's because it's life. We need to know God's word. That's why what you guys are doing is the greatest thing. There's no, this is the best way you could be spending your time right now.
What good advice from Dr. Heather Holloman for any girl who dreams of becoming an author one day. Of course, that advice might be helpful for you too if you dream of writing. Now, as promised, let's advance in the conversation to something really special that happened. During all of our online Bible studies, we have Q&A. And one girl asked a truly important question. Let's listen.
Let's go with Cheyenne. Cheyenne, am I saying that right? What age were you when you got baptized? Do you know how old you were?
I was 12 years old. And that's also the same year I prayed to receive Christ, because it was the time a pastor came to my house from my church and explained to me that Jesus paid the full price for the penalty of my sin. And I felt so guilty. I knew that I had messed up and done bad things, and I couldn't be the girl I wanted to be. So I understood, and I got baptized at 12. How old were you?
I was 16. Now, this is interesting because I surrendered my heart to Jesus when I was 4 and a half, which is really young. And I seemed to understand it. My mom and dad felt like they wanted to be sure. They didn't want to baptize me when I was 4 and a half. They wanted me to mature a little bit in that. And then I still really loved Jesus, but I was afraid of baptism. And so
because you get dunked under the water and you're in front of everybody.
I was nervous about it. So I was 16 when I was at a baptism and I felt God's spirit really speaking to me. I was weepy because I felt him speaking to me and calling me. And I just boldly, I wasn't afraid anymore. I walked backstage and I said, hey, I need baptized.
Yeah.
And they're like, right now, tonight, did you take the class? And I'm like, nope, but I need baptized.
I need it. Let's do it.
So I took the class after.
As Dana and Dr. Heather Holloman were having that conversation, a sweet girl named Aria was listening. She was part of the online class. Well, as God would have it, Aria had some of the same fears about baptism that Dana had experienced. But because God prompted Cheyenne to ask about baptism, and then God prompted Dana to talk about her fears, Aria realized she wasn't alone. She immediately turned to her mom and said, "That's it. I'm getting baptized." And she did, this past March. Congratulations, Aria! Mom, we played this to invite you to approach the conversation with your daughter. If she has surrendered her heart to Jesus, the next step is baptism. Be sure there aren't any fears holding her back. You might even have her listen to this conversation so you can open up the discussion between the two of you. Once again, that was Dana interviewing Dr. Heather Holloman. You can get a copy of Heather's fiction books, This Seat Saved and The Disappearing Seat, anywhere books are sold. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you'll join us for the next True Girl Momcast, where I'll be opening God's Word to consider this question. Can our children be missionaries?
This summer, take a walk that changes everything. Holy Girl Walk Season 3 is here, and we're diving into Psalm 30 to proclaim God's deliverance over fear, anxiety, anything holding us back. To help you walk in God's truth, I've written Proclaim His Deliverance, a 24-day scripture memory guide to Psalm 30. Make a donation of any amount to the Ministry of True Girl this month, and we'll send you a copy. It's our way of saying thank you. We are praying for $200,000 by June 30th to meet our fiscal year-end goal, and that will enable us to keep putting truth in the hearts of girls. If you give $25 or more, we'll also include a set of the beautiful Psalm 30 scripture memory cards to go along with that book. So lace up your sneakers, grab your guide, and walk with us as we hide God's word in our hearts. Go ahead right now to mytruegirl.com to make your donation.